This message is on the action quality of positive self-dimension. Positive self-dimension is self-esteem projected beyond yourself in everyday living. The greatest life in the world is living for yourself so you can give yourself away to others. And how can you give away what you don't feel for yourself? Well, you can't. Unless you love yourself, you can't respect and love others either. Well, you can need them or you can use them, but there can be no mutual respect without your active practice of positive self-dimension. The healthy high achievers function effectively because they maintain a healthy dialogue between themselves and others, treating others with the same respect, integrity, and care as they accord themselves. And so the real winners in life have positive self-dimension. They look beyond themselves for meaning in life. Winners can put it all together as a total person. What a rare human being, a whole, total person. Winners have the ability to step back from the canvas of their lives like an artist gaining perspective. And they make their lives a work of art, an individual masterpiece, but a masterpiece that illustrates the big picture. Self-dimension takes the psychology of winning off of the self and out into the universe. The greatest example of self-dimension a winner can display is that quality of earning the love and respect of other human beings. The real psychology of winning in life does not mean cutting the legs off or standing victoriously over a fallen enemy, because winning self-dimension is extending a strong hand to one that is reaching or groping or just trying to hang on. The winners know that there will be no lasting peace on earth until there's a piece of bread in every mouth. Winners create other winners without exploiting them. They plant shade trees under which they know they'll never sit. They know that true winning in life for the human race is when caring and sharing people help even one other individual to live a better life. Self-dimension begins with the inner circle, the family. Is your family a winning team, or is it a chicken outfit that the kids can hardly wait to get out of? Are your personal relationships precious to you, or have you lost touch except for holidays, anniversaries, reunions, and parties? Well, winners get it together with their loved ones, with their friends, and with the community in which they live. They also love their careers, but they're not married to them. Winners vote, and they care about the management and its effectiveness and its fairness and its honesty in their cities and in their states and in the nation as well. Winners live a well-rounded life. They build their spheres of relationships with evenly distributed emphasis. Are you a financial success with plenty of money to spend, but no time for your kids? Well, losers try to buy love and trust, and they fail every time. Do you spend all your time on your family, but not enough time earning enough to care for them? Do you have a winning scout troop as an outside activity, but a losing, neglected family on the inside? Are you pretty or macho externally, and shallow and egotistical internally? Does your sphere of life have all the pressure in one point? If it does, it could burst. The losers in life have the philosophy of do it to others before they do it to you. They have the I win and you lose attitude. And one of the most infamous self-made men who nearly ruled the world by using the self-image and self-direction to achieve his goals and became the greatest loser in history was Adolf Hitler. When he was a young billboard paper hanger, he convinced a few loyal followers that he was destined to become the Führer of the Third Reich. He won every battle at the expense of other human beings, and he lost the whole ball game in the end, becoming one of the greatest human tragedies in modern history. Adolf Hitler was a pathetic example of low self-esteem, transformed into a grossly distorted self-dimension of do it to others before they do it to you. The real winners in life practice the double win attitude. If I help you win, then I win. I win and you win too. And they realize that it's not nice to fool Mother Nature either, because nature is innocent and abundant, but very unforgiving. We've exploited her resources and she's responding like a mirror, reflecting our gluttony and plunder with dwindling resources, pollution, unclean air, unsafe water, toxic food, and cancerous byproducts of technology. As we change our environment to suit our short-range ambitions, we may be risking the very survival of the human race. And therefore, real positive self-dimension is an understanding of the vulnerability of the life process and the delicate balance of ecology. The winners remember that those who owned the earth for thousands of years may be in the hall of fame of the extinct. They know that New York could become Tyrannosaurus Rex and Los Angeles the mastodon unless they cherish the natural environment and put back at least as much as they take out of earth. And winners take their cues from their friends, the animals, as well. They know what sealskin coats and fancy furs of ocelot can mean to future generations. Someday when SeaWorld's long gone dry, and all the birds have flown, and all the fish are gone or on your dinner table, and all the animals are rubberized of polyester foam, available exclusively on stage at Disney World, someday a group of wise men will deduce and calculate that what befell the animals could well be human fate. Someday, if we're not careful, we may find in a museum a glass display that lights up when you press the rail, complete with tape-recorded spiel that tells in 30 seconds of the day when man too roamed the planet Earth with his beloved friends, the animals. Self-dimension, fitting in, drawing upon the spiritual power woven intricately into every fiber of our being. Winners in life go beyond the horoscopes and stars and fortune tellers' prophecies. They go beyond the do-it-to-yourself advice and even beyond their plastic surgeon's knife and live each precious golden day as if it were their last. They build for the future and they learn from the past. Positive self-dimension is being in harmony with the divine order that shapes the entire universe. It is seeing the perfection and the beauty manifested in nature, and recognizing the imperfection in man's attempt to reshape nature in his own image. Winners are able to put their own lives into perspective with other human beings, learning from past generations, and open to the idea that other forms of life, possibly more advanced, may be present in the outer reaches of this galaxy or other galaxies beyond. Winners, with their positive self-dimension, most importantly, have a keen awareness of the value of time, which, when spent, is gone from their lives forever. Winners seem to understand the concept, which I call close encounters of the fourth kind. Close encounters of the fourth kind have nothing to do with UFOs or Star Wars. The fourth dimension is time, and time is forever the ultimate ruler in each of our lives. When we were children, time stood still. It took forever for Christmas and summer vacation to arrive. Our 21st birthday was always way out in the future, and then it came and went. A close encounter of the fourth kind is a life experience in which you come face to face with the reality that there are no timeouts, no substitutions, no replays, that it's not a rehearsal or a practice game, but it's truly the Super Bowl or big game every day. And this is not merely a cliche with a winner, but it's a sobering understanding that the clock never stops. Your encounter may be a near miss on the freeway, could be the loss of a close friend, or a serious illness in the family, or something as simple as a high school or college reunion, or an encounter with an old family photo album, or even a new look at yourself in your own bathroom mirror. But winners learn from each of these close encounters, and they develop a cherished respect for the value of time. They don't spend time like losers, chasing it, squandering it, or trying to hide from it under a cosmetic veil. Winners understand the mortality of their own bodies, and they're able to mature and adapt to age gracefully and positively. They know that growing old is a state of mind, and that spending time is inevitable. That's why the winners in life treat their bodies as if they were magnificent spacecraft that give them the finest transportation and endurance for their lives. And winners take the time in life to look at the rosebuds opening each day. Winners take time to listen to what others have to say, finding value in all inputs. Winners take time for their children, knowing that too soon they fly from home like arrows from the bow. Winners take time to play like children, knowing that when children grow up, they tend to act old. And winners take time for old people, knowing that the old people live for the hope of communication and attention from their loved ones. Winners take time to relish their work, knowing that scaling the mountain is what makes the view from the top so exhilarating. Winners take time to read, knowing that books are the fountain of wisdom that take you places where you may never visit in person. Winners take time for nature as well, knowing you can't put it on your master charge. Winners take time to promote their own health, knowing that health is the single commodity you're given as a gift that you don't recognize and appreciate until you have it no longer. And most of all, winners take time to love, knowing that the real definition of love is look for good. To love another is to look for the good and encourage and allow that person plenty of growing room to be all that he or she could ever be. Winners take time to relish and enjoy. Winners don't live in the past. They learn from the past and enjoy their successes and their memories, but they don't live in the past, knowing that change is inevitable. But winners don't live in the future either. They know that the future can be a safely procrastinated world of someday I'll get a promotion, someday I'll spend time with my family, someday I'll speak, someday I'll write, someday I'll never comes. The winners in life live in the present. They live in the now, because winners have learned to have a sense of nowness. They know that now is the only moment of time over which they have any control. Now, and it's gone. Now, and it's history. Winners have a sense of urgency about what's important in their lives. They have that ability to sort through the daily transactions and opportunities and spend their time wisely. They focus and work diligently, efficiently, and in a relaxed manner, however rapid the pace. They make decisions that get rid of the stacks of incoming mail and make it outgoing mail. They play, they exercise, they socialize with the same relaxed but intense focus. A recent behavioral study has verified the characteristic of superachievers in life to focus and become totally engrossed in the now situation until it is completed or filed for future reference. And they live in that only moment of time over which they have any control. Now, and it's gone. Now, and it's gone. I'd like to run a classified ad in every newspaper in the world under Lost and Found. Lost, one 24-hour, 24-karat golden day. Each hour studded with 60 diamond minutes. Each minute studded with 60 ruby seconds. But don't bother to look for it. It's gone forever. That wonderful golden day I lost today. Life is not a game or a race to come in first, but one to make last and best. The real psychology of winning in life with self-dimension is to live every minute as if it were your last, and to look for good, and to love every minute, and help to create winners among the others that you touch within it. For each of us, the clock is running, but there's still a time to win. You've got to remember first to step back from the canvas of your life and gain perspective, like an artist constantly shading a painting that's being improved every day. Look at the total person. Ask yourself, how do I fit into my family, my company, my community, the nation, the world, and its creation? Consider the ecological cycle, the double win. If I help you win, I win. If nature wins, we all win. Learn how to grow out of yourself and into the world of others. Plant a shade tree under which you know you'll never sit. Set some goals that may benefit your children, or an orphanage, or the employees of your company, or future generations, or your own city 50 years from now. And remember that true positive self-dimension is living well for yourself so that you can give yourself away to benefit others.